number, Trey. Why don't we do Rachel? What is it? Rachel. Let's see. Representative, can I get you to re-spell your name? R-I-D-G-E-L-L.
Hey, Jimmy, listen, I've been explaining that name since I think the first grade of elementary school. I'm always jealous of the folks who are Brown and Smith and Jones. But listen, it's Rigel, by the way, and I pretty much respond to anything. But
I apologize.
Oh gosh, no problem. I fully understand.
Let's you're a member of both the Armed Services and Homeland Security Committee, so I'm guessing that there's a great deal of maybe even personal pride in what was accomplished in finally hunting down and killing Osama bin Laden.
Well, I think every American, just there was a deep resolve to bring justice to bin Laden. He was, I think, the personification of evil. As I expressed yesterday, I wrote this on my Facebook page that evening when I got the news, around 10:30, and I just put, a heavy burden of evil has been lifted from humanity, and I really believe that. So it was a very, very good day. It's not the kind of, it's not a giddy celebration, but it's just more of a sense that justice was done.
I guess it may be part and parcel of the acrimony that exists, political acrimony in our country that exists right now, that this is one of those events that actually can bring everybody together. Although I have to admit, I was among people yesterday who said, I really would feel a lot better about this if you could just kind of maybe release some videos or some photos or the DNA evidence or whatever it is, just so we know that we for sure got the right guy.
Well,
is that wrong?
No, it's not. Well, I don't think that. I think that's an entirely normal response, and my first response was as well, because these things happen quite quickly, and when I understood that his body was disposed at sea, which was under the Muslim Islamic tradition and calling that the body is to be buried very quickly. There was some concern just because, listen, I grew up in Titusville, Florida. My dad launched rockets at the Cape, and we all know there are some folks who truly don't believe we went to the moon. So, it's, sometimes, folks need a little more evidence to really believe what's occurred, but there is overwhelming evidence, irrefutable evidence that we got the right guy.
Put on your Homeland Security hat here for a moment. Certainly, there's going to be, I would think, an elevated threat to the United States. It wouldn't be unusual to think that an organization like Al Qaeda or any other terrorist group might use the occasion of the death of Osama bin Laden in our hands as an opportunity to ratchet up any particular attacks that they may have been planning. I don't think they would plan it specifically for that purpose, but might they be inclined to want to hit us sooner versus later, considering that?
Correct. There is a sense of expressing their ability to, or demonstrating their ability to throw a counterpunch. That's a very real possibility. But at the same time, we've been under, we are operating under a constant threat level to some degree. So our folks are ready. The intelligence community is dialed in. But we live in a world of risk. Something could get through, but I'm so proud of our men and women in the intelligence community, the defense community, and the special operations folks. We'll probably never know because of the nature of the kind of work they do, who they were, who did all of this, but our gratitude goes out to them.
Representative Bridgel, as you know, there's a Virginia connection to all this, and that is that the Navy SEALs that went in and pulled off this attacker based out of Virginia Beach. That's a great source of pride for this state.
Well, it is. I've been a little bit less definitive about where everybody's located and what they're doing and who they are, but the press has gotten out there, pretty far along on all of that. But we do have the high privilege of having a special operations in the district. We have the highest concentration of men and women in uniform, active duty, and retired of any district in the nation. And I have to say, just to, as a Virginian, to serve on the Armed Services Committee and even as well Homeland Security, I really feel a deep sense of privilege. I'm very humbled by it to represent these good men and women. It is true that you see them oftentimes They don't look like traditional men and women in uniform. I won't go into all that, but sometimes they'll be at a Starbucks one day, and they'll be somewhere else, you know, some remote part of the world, literally 3 days later. And it's the nature of what they do.
How do you think Congress is going to react to this with all the other issues that are going on right now that they're causing so much acrimony, the debt ceiling, the national debt, all those other things? Do you see being on the same page with an issue like this as an opportunity maybe to get on the same page with some of these other issues?
Well, there's goodwill that is generated. You know, there is a sense of, hey, we're all in this together, we're Americans, and this was a very good day. Every American, I think, is proud of what you know, the precision with which this was done, the excellence with which it was done. I applaud the president for making the call. It seemed like it was a deliberative process there. And, of course, I have profound disagreements with our president on many, many issues. But this is going to help. Now, the issues before us, though, the debt ceiling, it's of course completely unrelated to what occurred. And you know, my positions on the debt ceiling has not changed because of our success in Afghanistan, or Pakistan, rather.
Nor would I guess the position of anybody.
Correct. That's correct. They're just completely unrelated.
Of course. No, I'm always curious as to whether or not the feel good. How long the feel good feeling lasts.
Well, I tell you, I am really trying, Jimmy. I'm a first-time elected official, and I make it a point to sit down. I've had the privilege of going on some what they call congressional delegations, CODELs, for our military. I was in Pakistan not long ago, in Afghanistan, and you know, when we'd go to breakfast, for example, maybe my friends who are Democrats would sit at a table, because you know, you kind of sit with your friends. And but I'd always make it a point. I'd get my tray of food from the buffet, and I'd just walk over there and sit down next to him and say, this isn't just for Democrats, is it? And they'd laugh, and I'd laugh, and we'd just sit down. I'm really trying, I'm not saying I'm the only member trying to do this, but I'm really trying to find that, where do we intersect? Where is that common ground?
You sound like the cool kid in the high school cafeteria just trying to lend a hand to a geek.
Well, that's quite the analogy. I like that. But it's funny. Larry Kissler is a conservative. Maybe he wouldn't appreciate me bragging on him here, but he's a conservative Democrat out of North Carolina. And you know, I just sat down there and talked to Larry, and he's, I tell you, I don't think he's any less concerned about our fiscal trajectory than I am. And so we're trying to find those ways of lowering the rhetoric, and I'm trying to let the numbers, rather than, you know, some of the sound bites and everything, I'm really trying to help our district through kind of almost like training sessions, you know, with really explaining to people and encouraging them to get engaged and involved and informed. I said, now listen, do you know the difference between the debt and the deficit? If you don't, you need to.
Keep educating them, sir. I got to run for now, but thanks so much for your time, and I promise next time I'll get your name right.
There, hey, listen, thanks so much. Appreciate your interest in Virginia, too. Appreciate it.
Those are just like